GB6J2113 plus 1121, a multi-wavelength flaring gamma-ray blazar temporally and spatially coincident with the neutrino event Ice Cube 191001A, by Nenghui Liao et al. A radio-emitting tidal disruption event, at 2019 DSG, is proposed as a likely counterpart of the Ice Cube neutrino event IC191001A. In this work we have revisited the Fermilat data in the direction of the neutrino and confirmed no signal at the site of AT2019 DSG. Instead, at the edge of the 90% confidential level error region of this neutrino there is a gamma-ray transient source associated with a blazar GB6J2113 plus 1121. In May 2019, GB6J2113 plus 1121 was undergoing an unprecedented gamma-ray flare since the start of the Fermilat operation, with a variability amplitude about 20-fold. Similar violent flares of GB6J2113 plus 1121, unobserved before, have been also detected observed in optical bands. Moreover, the blazar remained in a high-flux state in the infrared bands when Ice Cube 191001A arrived, though its gamma-ray and optical activities has temporarily ceased. Motivated by the spatial and temporal coincidence, we suggest that GB6J2113 plus 1121 is a candidate of the counterpart of IC191001A. The jet properties of GB6J2113 plus 1121 are investigated, which are found to be comparable with that of the neutrino-emitting blazars, candidates. A specific analysis of archival Ice Cube data in this direction and future observations would put a further constraint on the origin of the neutrino. This was GB6J2113 plus 1121, a multi-wavelength flaring gamma-ray blazar temporally and spatially coincident with the neutrino event Ice Cube 191001A, by Nenghui Liao et al.